Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. Investors get Thanksgiving gift at Dow 30,000. Market times and hours. And no comment. Leading today's news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit and closed above 30,000 on Tuesday for the first time since its inception in 1896. Vaccine sentiment reignited the recovery rally on hope that the economy will soon get back to normal, and was topped off by the GSA clearing the way for a presidential transition process and reports that Janet Yellen could head up the Treasury. Who would have thought this in April? The climb has been astounding given that it took 18 years for the index to get from 10,000 to 20,000, but less than 4 years to climb from that level up to 30,000, and that was with the coronavirus pandemic. Catalysts that were also supposed to put a brake on the rally haven't materialized, including the end of enhanced federal jobless benefits, the lack of another stimulus bill, and the Treasury ending the Fed's special pandemic facilities. This comes as overall U.S. growth continues to surprise for the better, including GDP futures, a booming housing market and auto sales, strong consumer confidence, and the unemployment rate down to 6.9%. Investors say the fundamentals of the strong run are still intact, particularly for tech companies, whose growth is more appealing in a world of ultra-low interest rates. Each 10,000 points also just gets easier, so Dow 40,000 could be another record in the making. In other news, while equity markets are open today, a slower session is likely on tap with many traders absent from their desks ahead of the Thanksgiving weekend. Financial markets will be closed tomorrow, but U.S. floor trading for metals and energy futures on COMEX and the New York Mercantile Exchange will still be open. Following Turkey Day, the stock market will shut early on Black Friday, though low volumes in trading activity are typically seen until the close at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Bond markets will close an hour later, while metals and U.S. crude oil will settle at 12:30 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. respectively. After racing higher with green energy names on Tuesday, Nikola shares fell back nearly 8% in after-hours trading, following CEO Mark Russell's interview on CNBC's Mad Money with Jim Cramer. Russell failed to reassure investors that the company's $2 billion deal with General Motors would go through, echoing a similar position the automaker took when it held an investor conference last week. Both sides can walk away if a deal isn't finalized by December 3rd. He also declined to speculate about what ousted founder Trevor Milton plans to do with the 85.6 million shares, a 24% stake in the company, he owns after a lockup period ends on December 1st. Milton resigned after the DOJ and SEC began investigating allegations of fraud raised by short seller Hindenburg in September. YouTube has been criticized for taking a more hands-off approach to election or coronavirus misinformation than Facebook and Twitter, though the platform just suspended One America News Network for promoting a false COVID-19 cure. While OANN's channel will stay online, it will be prevented from uploading new videos for a week, and will have to reapply to YouTube's advertising partner program if it wants to monetize its videos. The channel will also receive one strike under YouTube's three strikes policy for termination. President Trump has been urging his followers to tune into alternative news sources such as OANN and Newsmax, that have questioned the outcome of the election, eschewing Fox News since the network called Arizona for Joe Biden. Purdue Pharma has formally admitted its role in an opioid epidemic that has contributed to hundreds of thousands of deaths over the past two decades. The OxyContin maker pleaded guilty to three federal criminal charges, conspiring to defraud U.S. officials and paying illegal kickbacks to doctors and a healthcare records vendor, all to help keep prescriptions flowing. While the plea deal carries more than $8.3 billion in penalties and forfeitures, most of those will go unpaid, with Purdue only on the hook for $225 million. The DOJ will forego the rest if a bankrupt company completes a reorganization dissolving itself and shifting assets to a public benefit company, that steers $1.78 billion to combat the opioid crisis. Members of the wealthy Sackler family who own the company have also agreed to pay $225 million to settle civil claims. No criminal charges have been filed against family members, but it remains a possibility in the future. German media giant Bertelsmann is in pole position for a purchase of book publisher Simon & Schuster from Viacom CBS, the Financial Times reports, adding that a deal would value the business at $2.1 billion. An announcement could happen this week and would mean Bertelsmann's Penguin Random House is set to edge out rival suitor HarperCollins, as well as reported interest from Vivendi. News Corp has argued that a combination of Simon & Schuster with Penguin Random House, America's dominant book publisher, would have trouble gaining antitrust approval, since it would create a book behemoth, but that still remains to be seen. Some new developments are taking place in the gig space after the SEC unveiled a new proposal that would allow privately held internet-based platforms to pay as much as 15% of a gig worker's annual compensation in the form of equity, up to a limit of $75,000 over 3 years. The rules we are proposing today are intended to allow platform workers to participate in the growth of the companies that their efforts support, said Chairman Jay Clayton, though critics say it is yet another instance of avoiding responsibilities like full employee benefits and paying the minimum wage. While it makes for an interesting discussion, the plan is unlikely to advance in its current form. The 60-day public comment period won't allow the SEC to complete the rule before Clayton departs around the end of the year. His successor would be appointed by the Biden administration. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the NASDAQ, crude oil, gold, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with the Dow and S&P 500 slightly down. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.